you know that I'm loving you? In a garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land? Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. Here I got. Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
Everywhere I've looked of late, the news reads like a who's who and a long list of tyrants who want to impose some new insane, nonsensical idea that harms the average American, but enriches them and their cronies and grows their power in some way. This is a level of corruption that surpasses even the massive corruption seen in the FDR and Obama administrations. And it begs the question, just how much more will conservative, Christian, and independent American patriots sit still and watch a continuation of more of the same? I'm not so much disheartened as I am angry and disgusted. I'm going to be happy, even if tyranny eventually reigns supreme everywhere we look. It may not be easy, but I refuse to let tyrants dictate the terms of my life. So should the worst come to pass, they will call me outlaw. Push comes to shove, I'll be the American commie's worst nightmare, and I won't lose a wink of sleep over any I may eventually send home to their maker. Never in all my life, wildest imagination, that I ever think I'd witness a day and a time in our nation when its very existence was at risk and at stake, much less a day when any group of people within America would clamor for the advancement of tyranny as they cheered the approach of their own chains in a lifetime of serfdom. The level of ignorance it takes to achieve today's status quo, my friends, is nearly unfathomable. And it speaks to just how serious a predicament we find ourselves combating as best we can. Well, I'll live free. And we can all live free. For just as long as my friends and community stand alongside me resisting, refusing to comply and rebelling against each new arbitrary diktat and illegal mandate or law. And call me outlaw if they will, but regardless of who's with me and who's against me, I'll live free so long as there's breath in my body and my ammo holds out. Oh no, God willing, we'll see this through to the end, my friends. A miracle from God, or a day when conservative America cannot take the madness any longer and we rise up and drive these red, radical, anti-American rat bastards into the oceans or leave their dead carcasses stacked 10 feet deep and 10 feet high all about us in all directions or as far as the eye can see. Oh, and if anyone out there for NSA happens to be listening, I hope you guys paid real close attention to that last paragraph. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. Glad to have you here on this 26th day of January. It finally dawned on me what the 26th of January is. It was the anniversary in 1961 of the year my mother and my stepfather, i.e. my uncle, got married. Things you think of, they both have been long since deceased now. You know, we think about this opening commentary, and one thing leads to another. It raises so many questions. I pray God it raises questions in your minds. We have to understand that the freedom and liberty of all Americans have never been under so intense an attack and a multitude of existential threats as it is today. These days are the most dangerous for freedom and liberty that I've ever witnessed in my lifetime, as they've been targeted by some of the most greedy, vile, dishonest, manipulative, ignorant segments of our people throughout our society, and outright liars at all levels of our government. Never has it been made so difficult to hold conservative or Christian views in America, or even state just the plain facts of a matter, as we see revealed in recent actions from corporate America, the federal and state governments, and many ignorant people currently sitting their current asses down as elected representatives to the United States Congress. And it makes me so damn tired, along with so many other American patriots who believe in those first founding principles that created greater freedom and economic prosperity for all the first 150 or so years. Not tired of living, but of constantly having the ignorant, as well as the willing, knowledgeable, complicit, trample upon and violate and suppress those principles, are the inalienable God-given rights in our pursuit of life, liberty, happiness. Yeah, I'm tired, boss. Tired of watching a serial liar in the Oval Office who has weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI and now targets conservative Americans for arrest and prosecution at the slightest bit of opposition or provocation. I'm tired of one set of the double standard exercised by Joey and the Red Radical Democratic Party, communist rat bastards, when it comes to applying the law, as they give lefties a walk and a slap on the wrist for actual violations of said law, and conservatives get the book thrown at them, spending months, even years in prison, even when it's largely known the charges were groundless and manufactured. I'm weary as hell. And that's how conservative American feels after shouting their pertinent and valid, genuine concerns and anger over Biden's intentional criminal abandonment of any real border security at our southern border, repeatedly having them ignored and disregarded, essentially falling on deaf ears of those Biden apparatchiks who know exactly the treason they are committing and just don't give a damn. We grow more weary and more angry with every new million of illegal aliens across the Rio Grande into America as Biden just grins and nods and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas keeps on claiming the border is secure. Which border? Oh, I guess if you're talking about heading south over the border, that border is secure. But when is the border secure? Ours. That's the question. When will these anti-American commies finally be held accountable and charged and prosecuted and imprisoned for the massive harm they have done to all of America? I'm sick to death of seeing America, this America that I love so well, destroyed so rapidly from a lack of solid, real, definitive, and effective action from the GOP or any group opposing Biden as anti-American, goose-stepping, anti-liberty fascists and communists. One can't effectively oppose an enemy from within that follows or adheres to no rules or laws by playing nice and staying within the rules, especially when those rules are used against them time and time again. Tired of a Department of Justice and an FBI that handles Biden's mishandling of secret documents with kid gloves, even though he has more than likely been selling top secret info to the Iranians and the chinky dinks for years. But the DOJ and the FBI went full bore and hardcore against former President Trump for a significantly less serious situation under a completely different set of circumstances. Please understand, my friends, Biden was VP. He had zero authority to have those in his possession. He had zero powers to declassify them. He had them in a completely unsecured setting. Trump had the legal right to his papers, the authority to declassify them as a sitting president. And after the fact, he had them in a safe and in a locked and secure room with Secret Service always in the vicinity. I'm tired of this communist Biden regime that is doing everything within its power to spend America into financial collapse, pushing the national debt to nearly $32 trillion and the interest America pays to well over $1 trillion a year. They print, they borrow, they steal, all in the name of protecting and defending America. Well, they are simultaneously dismantling the system, stomping the freedom and liberty of Americans into the ground in the name of equity and equal results, rather than upholding the equality of all people under the law. You know, it's beyond sickening to see reprobates and false prophets within our local, state, and federal governments and corporations, professional sports teams, and some Marxist-leaning churches pushing the LGBTQ and transgender movements against conservative America as they attempt to validate, justify, and normalize these mentally ill deviants within society to the very real and harsh detriment of the rest of America. You know, people can, you can, should, must fight back as hard as you can against this trash. Just as we recently saw Ivan Provorov of the Philadelphia Flyers do when he refused to wear a jersey that celebrated queer pride. He refused to do so because of his Russian Orthodox Christian beliefs, and good for him and God bless him as well. And as he noted, be who and whatever you want to be, but don't try to impose your beliefs on me when they are anti-ethical to what is true and right. Many other Americans are sick of the ignorant people in the country who attempt to deny the reality that there are only two sexes, a man and a woman, as designed through God's plan. There are not 56 or 127 different genders or whatever the hell number these freaks contend, and to suggest otherwise is simply delusional and suggests that one is mentally ill. But speak this truth, and the new American Communist and Democratic Party in corporate America will cancel such a person as quickly as they can, if they can, unless one is in a position to effectively counter their attacks in the manner of a Kid Rock. How can one not be tired of the CDC that is full of unelected officials who force people to do their bidding and adhere to rules that no one has voted upon just because they think they sound good, despite a lack of proven results? I think most Americans are tired of such tyrants and those in law enforcement who see fit to force illegal, unconstitutional mandates upon us as if they had the force of law. America has grown tired of the CDC that now thinks it still has the authority to bring back the mask mandates and lockdowns at any time of its choosing over some new variant of a variant of a variant. We're damned for certain sick and tired of people like Dr. Fauci, who supposedly retired but remains on the National Institute of Health's payroll at the CDC, so that he can keep a government security detail at taxpayers' expense, which is even more outrageous since one considers he's the highest paid government employee making more than the president. We're damn sick and tired of all the CDC and other health agencies and their agents who really believe they have the authority to force us to put something into our bodies against our will. Americans are tired of tyrants. Period. Tired of the shrill shills and the petty, know-nothing tyrants who want us to destroy our economy and our entire way of life by killing the fossil fuel industry, halting the building of new refineries and oil and gas pipelines. Tired of those crackpipe fools pursuing green energy that is massively more expensive and a very real and existential threat to any ecosystem it touches. You know, the underwater research alone to install windmills off the coast of New York and New Jersey has already resulted in 7 dead whales appearing along the beaches. And just to achieve an equal capacity to our current energy production with solar and wind energy stations, it would consume 15 times more concrete, 90 times more aluminum, 50 times more iron and copper and glass than fossil fuels and nuclear energy. You see, just mining the necessary materials for the new green energy utopia unto itself is a nasty, dirty business that uses a concoction of chemical reagents such as sulfuric and nitric acids on the ores there after they are extracted and crushed, along with other procedures to obtain the rare earth materials. Purifying a single ton of rare earth minerals uses a minimum of 200 cubic meters of water, which then becomes polluted with acids and heavy metals. And the entire process leaves behind a toxic sludge that is severely destructive to the environment. Every single solar panel unto itself is a toxic conglomeration of silicone and arsenide, silver, crystalline, gallium, lead, cadmium, and a litany of other metals that leach into our various water supplies. Whenever one of these panels is left laying on the ground after some destructive storm or being discarded improperly after it is otherwise damaged and stops functioning properly, my friends, it's not difficult to understand the environmental catastrophe that will follow with an exponentially large expansion of our green renewable energy industries, especially when one considers that the materials needed for a successful transition to green energy require 20 million square miles, or 37% of the Earth's land. Did you ever know that? You see, conservative Americans are tired of clowns like red-faced, vein-bulging Al Gore shouting gloom and doom by the way of the climate change hoax at the World Economic Forum and here in our own country, where they advocate policies that end in poverty for all us plebeians, so they and their idiot friends can expand their wealth, live like kings while controlling the world as the new feudal lords. Well, they can shove their electric cars and solar panels and wind turbines straight up their commie butts. I'll stick with natural gas, a good Ford 250, replacing trees, wood-burning stoves, and good old reliable coal-fired power plants and oil all day long, every day. Because these ignorant-ass commies deny science when they call CO2 a pollutant. It's a nutrient for green plants and trees that absorb it and return oxygen into the atmosphere. You know, the stuff that you and I, we humans, we all breathe. Oh, yeah. And that's another thing we're tired of having forced upon us. We reject the transhuman agenda within the tyrannical globalists and one-worlders vision that is seeking to create hybrid humans, part machine, forever controllable and trackable and at the mercy of those tyrants who seek to rule the world. Many are tired so-called elites who don't have sense enough to pour piss from a boot with directions written on the heel. People like Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, pushing the critical race theory and anti-white legislation into Congress that absolutely targets and violates the First Amendment and free speech. Her bill is the Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023 that seeks to prevent and prosecute white supremacy-inspired hate crime and conspiracy to commit white supremacy-inspired hate crime. You know, sort of like the black supremacy hate crimes of the new Black Panthers who stopped white voters at the polls in 2012 and 16, advocated murdering white people and the Black Lives Matter rioters who targeted and burned white-owned businesses and attacked white conservatives for several years prior to the 2020 election, all of which went without proper action from law enforcement, the prosecutor's offices, and the courts for the duration. Any statement directed against a person of color, even if true, and pointing to their crimes, could be seen as vilifying them through hate speech, making your free speech the crime under this new bill. But even our court seems incapable of making cut and dried rulings when faced with issues that obviously have a right and wrong number. If one follows any truly moral and righteous philosophy, that is, or whenever they actually do, the new American communists simply negate and nullify their rulings as if they hold no bearing in the states that they control, as they probe out and into conservative states to effect the same tyrannical rules there. And all conservative Americans are really, really sick and tired of being told what they can or cannot say. We're mind numb from the constant warnings about hate speech, being told we must use the new gender neutral pronouns desired by the newly empowered and emboldened mentally deranged, or again ask being canceled. These anti-American Marxist Maoist cancel culture thugs are attempting to abrogate our freedom of choice and our inalienable God-given rights as they act as if these things do not even exist, my friends. They're advocating and facilitating the de facto eradication of the Bill of Rights each day in every regard. From what we say to who we can choose to assemble with or choose to refrain from having any dealings or associations or business with. And that into it and of itself is just plain wrong and illiberal and tyrannical as it gets. We're tired, dismayed, angered, and so saddened to see how casually so many who claim to love this country so readily move to erase history, cancel the existence of some of America's finest and most honorable men as we see West Point moving in ignoble, ignorant fashion to remove a bust of General Robert E. Lee, who graduated from West Point, second in his class, and later served as its superintendent. He was a celebrated Civil War general who met many of his junior officers and future adversaries while running West Point. But he's being disappeared as if he never existed to appease the thugs who emerged in the communist-inspired, communist-backed Black Lives Matter movement after the death of George Floyd, the street thug who died in police custody. Man, my friends, Lee fought for the Confederacy for reasons that too many called historians have long forgotten, that primarily center on states' rights, state sovereignty, self-determination, in opposition to the arbitrary tariffs imposed by the federal government against the southern states, the fuse that lit the secession movement. Lee actually rejected the common notion that slavery was a positive good and urged those at the helm of the Confederacy to arm the slaves and emancipate those who served in the Confederate Army. But the BLM movement and its numerous, mostly peaceful protests and riots triggered a political tidal wave against American history and every American historical figure of much fame or honor, from Christopher Columbus to the Union Army commander, one Ulysses Simpson Grant. They've all been defamed and attacked. America's witnessed statue after statue toppled and destroyed, even statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, while the Star-Spangled Banner was mocked and referred to as a remnant of white supremacy. And Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia was ultimately dismantled and destroyed as well, as we now hear of time-honored names such as Fort Benning and Fort Bragg, slated by the U.S. Army to have their names changed to assuage the anti-American rat bastards who live in our midst. And most importantly, America's true patriots are nauseated to the point of being ill over the fact that the nation's National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA regularly spy on all Americans each and every day, scrutinizing our mail, even keystroke of our computer. It's disgusting to see the manner in which the so-called elites have so easily sidestepped the Fourth Amendment, regularly spy on anyone of their choosing who catches their notice on the flimsiest reasons and excuses, oh, far under the legal and necessary bar of probable cause, and a real suspicion that a crime has been committed. And all of this in conjunction with the cooperation of private information companies such as Twitter, Facebook, Google. You know, the Patriot Act and the Visa Reauthorization Act serve government tyranny and the further destruction of the Bill of Rights. Did you know that? They don't serve the cause of freedom and liberty or actually defending or protecting our borders and interior. And with every current federal agency heavily infiltrated by the commies and the fascists of this country, they've actually been weaponized and are now used to target conservative and Christian Americans. I don't know about anyone else, but I'm past gut-wrenching and gut-hugging and puking sick over listening to these anti-American rat bastard pieces of walking shit, always saying how much they desire compromise on the issues with their Republican counterparts, and then turning right around and demanding nothing less than total surrender and submission to their agenda. These people have made it more than clear that, in truth, they're not interested in any compromise, not true compromise. And they're not interested in anything less than the end of this republic and the cleansing and the rewrite of history to paint them as the country's saviors rather than the destroyers that they each and every one of them are. There's absolutely not one goddamn thing that one can find in this goddamn Democratic Party's current evil agenda that I could ever remotely think of compromising on in the slightest. I don't seek compromises where none exist. And neither should the rest of the conservative and independent America. No. Hope. Believe in God's salvation. And a coming miracle, my friends. It's all well and good. But you cannot just hope and believe. One can know without a doubt the serious nature of the deep trouble this nation is sitting upon its shoulders when our election system is a car wreck. And so many of our youth are so enamored with communism. Antifa ramping up operations again. Far too many people in their 20s are unbelievably unpatriotic and disaffected towards America and can't even name the first president of the United States. But then that's probably because they don't have dollar bills in their pocket, only debit cards. Whatever happened to live and let live? Do no wrong. Mean no harm. We're seeing the emergence of an ever more intensely intrusive government that seems to forget its primary charge from the earliest days of our country was to promote, to protect our freedom and liberty and economic prosperity, not destroy them all so that the government and its leaders could reign supreme. Everything that has been done over the past 22 years has made certain that the future of the next few generations is as bleak as it's ever going to get. But the past 14 years and the treasonous enemy from within on all fronts have ensured the future will be much more bleak than need be unless some strong, harsh corrective action is taken now. And it won't get fixed by the... it won't get fixed by the GOP or at the voting booth. Not as matters stand today, my friends. Act. Live your life as you wish, however you desire, so long as your actions harm no one. Even when the commies are calling normal human activity and interaction illegal, and against some new mandates or law that they've concocted on a whim. Freeborn men and women who hold true to our nation's founding and its exceptional nature that shined for many long decades must never compromise with this advancing evil, nor bend or break as we stand strong and firm. And should matters be pushed to the point of civil war by the American communists, as I believe they will, We must fight these red, radical, anti-American rap bastards with every last bit of strength and courage that we can muster through sheer force of our will. My friends, there are many voices from the past who have echoed the sentiment that in the darkest times, the brightest lights shine. And from the fires and the chaos of war, we often see true heroes forged to emerge and lead the way onward. It's in the middle of such a tempest storm that the human spirit truly shines, especially with so much at stake of such importance as one's own freedom and liberty, and the same for one's family and loved ones. Each American patriot can be a leader at any time, any given moment, given the right circumstances. But when your moment arrives, my friends, let your light shine. And should the fight be forced upon you, then let the bullets fly, because there isn't anything that unifies conservative America and this bunch of mentally ill nutcases in the Democratic Party. Oh, we've seen the enemy. We know who they are. And we know where they live. Is there anyone out there handy with a good scope and a 30-06? Anyone? Let us awaken the spirit of our ancestors, shake the very foundation of America, the world, in fact, as we stand strong and firm and proud, and leading the way along a path that restores true freedom under a limited government. Let us fight for truth, life, and liberty to restore a principled, righteous order to all America and put an end to the communist-stoked madness, even if it means fighting to our last dying gasp so that our children may live free. Justin Smith. I'll be back in a few moments. Please stay with us. when I am blessed to deliver the kind of peace that I've just shared with you, I need to calm down a bit. And the piece of break music that I choose to use upon occasion, the theme song from the 1954 movie Picnic, William Holden, Kim Novak, and as Holden's dancing with her sister, her younger sister, Kim Novak walks out swinging her hips and shaking, clapping her hands back and forth. The beginning of a new relationship begins. And eventually she's on a bus going to wherever he took off to. Maybe someday we're all going to be on a bus. Now, having shared this commentary with you, I open with a piece of music tonight that I've used upon occasion. I've also told over the years of being on the air a brief story about that piece of music by Iron Butterfly, Inagata De Vida. Do you know the story behind that? I've shared brief comments about it over the years. It started life as a 90-second country ballad, but turned into a psychedelic cultural landmark. I mean, look, if you're going to be a one-hit wonder, why not milk that one hit for a full 17 minutes and 5 seconds? Now, we obviously did not play the full version. As indulgent as Iron Butterfly's psychedelic anthem may be, it turns out that the length was more a matter of accumulation than intention. You see, Inagata De Vida was written as a slow country ballad, about 1.5 minutes long. That, according to the band's drummer, Ron Bushy, told that story to some publication called Psychedelic Baby in 2020. But I'd heard that story a lot of years before that. At the time, 1967, the year before I went to Vietnam, the band was living in a house in Laurel Canyon, kind of gigging around Los Angeles, opening shows for Jefferson Airplane and the Doors. And one night, Bushy came home to find his bandmate, Doug Engle, drinking Red Mountain wine, plunking out the tune on his Vox keyboard. And so Bushy asked him what he had done while he was playing a slow ballad. Kind of hard to understand because he was so drunk. So Bushy wrote it down on a napkin, exactly how it sounded phonetically. Inagata De Vida. Well, Doug was pretty drunk, because what he really said was, in the Garden of Eden. The band tossed the new song into their set list, and like a mutant seed, it began to expand, began to grow. And it got longer and longer, taking on a life of its own. The song part of it is really only two verses with a basic Come With Me love lyric. The title aside, there's no real reference to Adam and Eve, but it became surrounded by a proto-metal bass riff, organ arpeggios that nodded a box toccata and fugue in D minor, a funeral chord interlude inspired by a Congolese Latin mass, avant-garde scrapes and squeals, and a 4-minute drum solo. Oh, what an amazing solo it was. And as the group's bassist Lee Dorman told music writer Craig Morrison, we would take it a certain way, and then we'd have to rearrange it because we had all these solos. Well, let's put this over here and over there. And finally, at 17 minutes, we had to say, let's get out of this. Despite the band's input, Engle took sole credit for the composition. Dorman said the music should have been split four ways. In all reality, the band wrote this song. But in their naivete, they just shared it on Engel and shined it on Engel, and so he gets all the loot. But everybody knows the truth, except him, because he was so freaking drunk. Now, here's an interesting thing. Something that doesn't take place in the music industry today, very rarely. This thing was recorded live in a single take with minimal overdubs at the Ultrasonic Studio in New York with producer Jim Hilton. The song took up an entire side of the band's 1968 album, also called Inagata da Vida. And incredibly, they managed to make a single edit for 45 RPM that trimmed it down to under 3 minutes, which is what we opened the program with tonight. All of that made it to number 30 on the U.S. chart. But meanwhile, the newly launched FM radio format embraced that full-length version. And one undeniable outgrowth of the song's vinyl side length is that it paved the way for the next generation of prog bands like ELP and Pink Floyd, and yes, to stretch out across the grooves. Oh, I've done much with Pink Floyd's music over the years, which is interesting, because you know the general direction of most of the music I'm involved with. Pink Floyd? Oh, man. That's a whole different breed of cats. In 1973, a group of L.A. session cats who called themselves the Incredible Bongo Band did a hi-fi brassy cover of this song. That record would have an unexpected future as a favorite of hip-hop artists to sample and rap over. And Nas sampled it twice on Thief's Theme and Hip Hop is Dead. Other covers were done by The Residents and Boney M. and Slayer, whose version was on the soundtrack of the 1987 movie Less Than Zero. And even Tuvon Throat singing it, Yacht Ka had to go. But more than the covers, it was a 1995 episode of The Simpsons where Bart sneaks the song into a church hymnal that introduced it to a whole new generation. And its appearance in a cartoon made sense, as Inagata da Vida has always walked a line between hippie satire and overblown, if slightly menacing, rock. Also appeared in other television shows and movies like The Wonder Years and Quantum Leap and American Horror Story and even Ocean's 12. Now, what of Iron Butterfly? They've been a band with a revolving door cast of players, to say the least. And according to Wikipedia, there's over 60 former band members, some with colorful names like Guy Babylon, Jimmy Rock, Stars Vanderlocket. They've all broken up and reformed several times over the decades. Engel's been out of the lineup since the 1990s, but is presumably still living comfortably off the royalties of the song. Bushy stayed in the group right up until his death in 2021. So, these days, Iron Butterfly is basically a no-original-member tribute band that keeps Inagata da Vida alive at state fairs and nostalgia shows. Asked about the song's longevity? Bushy told Melody Maker that he told Melody Maker that we came out with the right sound at the right time, and a lot of people could relate to it. It was kind of a musical experience of life to us. Inagata da Vida, in the Garden of Eden. It is one of the very few full albums, vinyl albums, that I still own of its type from back in the day. No, I've still got Mathis and Sinatra and Tony Bennett and a lot of jazz. But there's just a few of these pieces that had phenomenal meaning. And where was I when the song became really big? I was flying over the Garden of Eden, baby. It's unbelievable. Unusual for me to share a story like this. But you see, I've got a lot of history of talking about this piece of music over the years. And when I came across this column last night, I said, I got to do it, man. I got to do it. Got to share it with you. So now the truth comes out more commonly than it probably ever has before. Oh, the article itself is quite interesting. It's got the Bart Simpson version of the song. It's got Iron Butterfly and a God of the Vita from 1969 in it. There's another video, the original 1968 full version. Oh, yeah. It's all out there. What an interesting life that we've led. Let me take a few minutes and share with you some things that are going on. I am getting very little sleep. I've not made any bones about that. I have much going on. I'm in the process of getting ready to move all four of my websites. It was originally supposed to be two of them, and I made a decision to move all four of them. I'm having some difficulty as far as the required paperwork that I need and some of the things I need to provide them with. There's some information apparently I don't have that I never realized I didn't have. I've got to draw that together. I have a meeting at 10:30 tomorrow morning to get this process rolling forward. For the second time in 24 hours, I've noticed that all of a sudden my email has been frozen. My two major emails, jbennett216 at cox.net and also Kettle Marine LTD. I have been hacked, I am sure, by someone. And I woke up this morning and all of a sudden everything was clear. And about an hour and a half ago, I noticed it was mocked up again. I cannot send nor receive. Oh, it's not stopping other people from sending, and ultimately I will receive it, but I'm going to have to get on the phone with my internet provider tonight and pray God somebody is still working, and I'm going to have to change all the passwords and pray God that this thing will come back working, or I've got real trouble. DrKelly.net is the first site that's going to be moved. Metropolis Cafe, and Kelly's website, by the way, will have a new email address. The Sierra Madre Precious Metals website is going to be getting moved. It is going to maintain the email address, we hope, of Kettle Marine LTD at Cox.net, and I chose to do that because doesn't matter what the website is called, and many of you know who've been listening for a lot of years, Sierra Madre is nothing but a working title for a website. It has gone through many names over the years, Flying Eagle Gold and Silver. It has gone through Kettle Marine Precious Metals, Morgana Precious Metals, Sierra Madre. And I'm not planning on going through changing that again. But there are internal things that have to be done to kind of clean up some of the records that are in the website. Federal Observer is going to be the interesting one. My oldest website, by the way, is Kelly. The Kelly website I created for Kelly in 1999. It was using a different name. I had another name that I decided to go ahead and use for Kelly's until we ultimately selected the Kelly name. And Federal Observer came the year later. Federal Observer is getting ready to disappear. Within a week, week and a half, it will no longer exist. Now, that does not mean that its archives are going to disappear. The website is going to go through a major name change, a major overhaul. First of all, sometime mid last year, the email address that I've been using for so many years, jeff@federalobserver.com, became no more. It's a long, involved technical story, and I'm not sure that I can explain the whole thing, but I lost the right to use that name because somehow it was tied up with Google or some other idiotic bunch of jerks who now wanted to charge me a shit pot full of money to use an email address that I'd used for many years. And so we've been temporarily using Kettle Marine LTD, blah, 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 blah. It's been a royal pain in the butt. But we're going to activate a name that I acquired several years ago. And if you think about the rather lengthy commentary that I gave you and shared with you from Justin Smith tonight, which is published on the Federal Observer, entitled The Most Dangerous Days for Freedom and Liberty. Oh, it's got an interesting subtitle as well, which I certainly have no problems with. It's also a good subtitle. I've told Justin that I'm doing them more and more. The subtitle is Imprison the Tyrants or Leave Their Dead Carcasses for the Buzzards. His complete statement in this article says so much. And that is the reason that I've chosen to now finally activate the name Sundown Observer. Because I believe we are facing sundown. I'd like to think otherwise. I like to think that we can fight our way out of this. I honestly don't see how. I will not stop fighting in the manner that I do it. I expect that some of you should not either. Some of you will just continue to tune in and get entertained. Some others of you will just continue to send me emails to harass me, taunt me with all your religious commentary and your foul approach to dealing with anybody. I've got better things to do than to deal with you and your foul emails, you son of a bitch. So stop sending them to me. It's okay. We'll close in it. Anyway, I've got the word. We got about 20 some odd seconds to go. Probably about getting close to time to book on out of here. And don't forget, Maggie will be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Tuesday. I have much to accomplish this next 4 days. I thank you. I hope that all that we've done tonight will make you think oh so carefully and act and react. Lock and load, baby. The war is getting closer. Be prepared for it. I damn sure am. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett. Do you think we have time? These are the days of the open hand. We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with ignorance and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love
There's so much to hate, hanging on to hope. When there is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Do-do-do. Do you think we have time? Do you? Hand. Oh, we hold on to what you can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take all my chances. Say I sang it 20 years and a day. There's nothing changed, the human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love. Jesus has so much to hate, hanging on to hope. There is no hope to speak out in the wounded skies above. Say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.